Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Shortly after the Revolutionary War, Thomas Jefferson was worried. American democracy would not survive, he said, without an educated citizenry. So he and other founding fathers established one of the world's first broad-based tax-supported school systems. We've been fighting about it ever since. Public schools have been battlegrounds over immigration, evolution, racial segregation, prayer, guns, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Now there's a new battle raging. It could be the biggest yet. The political right has launched a campaign to take control of public school curriculums. 24 Republican-led state legislatures this year have passed laws to limit the teaching of subjects like slavery, race, gender, and other topics deemed too sensitive for professional educators to handle. In Texas, for instance, lessons involving current events or recent history must now include, quote, both sides of an issue. At least one county says the rule covers the Holocaust. Can't imagine what the other side of that would be. Meanwhile, Republican operatives are using dark money from big donors to set up so-called parents' organizations. These groups are fielding right-wing candidates in local school board elections, disrupting board meetings, and even harassing school officials at their homes. The National School Boards Association has called this domestic terrorism. Attorney General Merrick Garland has asked the FBI to investigate. The parents' groups say they have a right, and they do, to weigh in on important school issues like mask mandates, sex education, and the alleged teaching of critical race theory, which incidentally isn't taught at any K-12 school, but Republicans have adopted it as a scare term to cover almost anything involving race or gender or whatever they don't like. What's really going on here? Well, Republicans have apparently seized on parental rights as an issue to angry up the base and reverse the party's weakness among suburban voters, women, and young parents. So far, the strategy seems promising. In next month's Virginia governor's election, school control has become a powerful issue for Republicans. Expect to see it used elsewhere. That would be a tragedy. Politicizing schools is what dictators do. Preventing students from learning inconvenient truths is an affront to the very idea of American democracy. Just ask Thomas Jefferson. If a nation expects it can be both ignorant and free, he said, it expects what never was and never will be. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.